I never set out as a writer to write historical novels or novels that took so much research. I think it just kind of fell into place. For instance, my first book was Women of the Silk. And I stumbled over two lines when I was researching about, you know, I knew that I wanted to write a book about China. I didn't have any guidelines other than that, which is in a way very naive because you're thinking, how am I going to write a book about China? And, you know, I mean, 4,000 years, 5,000 years of history, and you want to write a book about China. Well, I just started reading, literally, and I had hoped to keep it to 1900 and forward if I could, and hopefully the southern part of China where my mother's from originally. I'm half Chinese, half Japanese, but I was brought up in the Chinese culture. So it seemed easy for me to write about the Chinese culture and somehow place a fictional story. So I was reading one autobiography of Han Su-yen, who wrote, her most famous book was Love is a Many Splendored Thing. And actually was her, I shouldn't say the most famous book, I should say her movie, Love is a Many Splendored Thing, was very famous in the 50s. This is William Holden and Jennifer Jones. And I remember reading, I think it was the second volume of her autobiography, it was called The Birdless Summer. And there were two lines in it about these women silk workers who were able to live economically without husbands or family. And I said, that's it. I want to write about them. And it's one of these gifts sometimes that are given to writers that something just you know immediately. But there was very little information on them out. I felt like I knew everything about soaking cocoons, reeling cocoons, you know, doing everything about the process of making cocoons into silk thread, but I didn't know about this subculture of women. And it was finally that I went through contacts and tried to find every aspect of it. And professor, family friend, gave me the name of a woman who was getting her PhD at Cal, concentrating in Chinese women studies. And he had said to me, if anybody would know about these silk workers, she would know. So I left my name there and I waited and I thought, weeks went by, and I literally thought, this is the wrong thing. This is too hard, you know? And suddenly the phone rang. You know, I was just sitting there, I remember, thinking, I'm going to give up on this. I'm going to try something else. And the phone rang, and it was her. And she had been away or something. And she came back. She said, I got your message, and I know about these women that you're talking about. If you can find a particular essay in this book of essays compiled by women anthropologists who were in China and Singapore and Taiwan during the 1920s and 30s, you're going to find one essay that will give you the background information about how these women silk workers lived as a subculture. And I remember looking at a couple libraries, and I finally went to the Berkeley Library right on Shattuck, and there it was. You know, I think it was the original first edition. I mean, it was falling apart at the spine and everything, but the essay was there. And from that essay, I based a lot of the, you know, the nonfiction aspects of it, the facts of how the sisterhood ran, how they lived as a subculture for roughly 100 years, and turned it into a fictional account, which became Women of the Silk.